Today, environmental protection groups lashed out at Gale Norton, President-elect George W. Bush's nominee for Secretary of the Interior. They portrayed Norton as a longtime opponent of the same laws she would be in charge of enforcing as the head of the Interior Department. We have more now from NPR's David Wilner.
Representatives of nearly every major national environmental organization were on hand today for a briefing on Gale Norton at the National Press Club. They spoke beneath a large poster that plainly showed their views. On one side, under the words, "With Gale Norton," was the photo of a landscape built up with industrial structures. On the other side, below the words, "Without Gale Norton," was a photo of caribou peacefully grazing along a stream. Greg Whetstone of the Natural Resources Defense Council opened the event with what amounted to a battle cry.
Make no mistake, today marks the beginning of the first battle of what we fully expect will be a two-year war to protect our landmark environmental laws.
It was clear from Whetstone's remarks and others that none of these groups seriously hopes to derail Norton's nomination. Nothing has yet surfaced that could sink her candidacy, like the immigrant sheltering episode that put former Labor Secretary-designate Linda Chavez out of the running. But Whetstone argued that, nonetheless, Norton's views put her far outside the mainstream of public views towards the environment.
Norton believes that taxpayers should compensate polluters for the cost of complying with environmental laws. She crafted the case for drilling in the Arctic in the mid-1980s, working with then-Interior Secretary Jim Watt. She has asserted in writing that the Endangered Species Act and the Surface Mining Act, two of the most important laws within the Interior Department's jurisdiction, are unconstitutional.
And Bill Meadows of the Wilderness Society went further, portraying Norton's nomination as the product of what he called the Bush-Cheney-Norton oil cartel.
Anti-environment, anti-land conservation, anti-wilderness, wants to roll back roadless, wants to roll back monument protections. We've never had the kind of outrage from our members, and I believe the entire American people, at least from the messages we're getting, in opposition to this nomination.
For many of the environmentalists who spoke out against Norton today, her nomination only made sense as a payoff from President-elect Bush to his supporters in the oil industry who want to exploit public lands. Roger Slickhuysen is the head of the Defenders of Wildlife.
Mr. Bush, just yesterday in fact, and Ms. Norton have promised to put those public lands to work for our public lands for their supporters. And again, as you've heard, beginning with drilling in the most magnificent wildlife sanctuary that we have in this country, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
But President-elect Bush did campaign on the promise of opening up the Alaskan sanctuary to oil drilling with the aim of increasing domestic oil production. Choosing Gale Norton for Interior Secretary is consistent with that promise, since Norton is well known as an outspoken advocate of private property rights. She has not spoken about her views since being nominated, and a member of the Bush transition team assigned to comment on Norton's nomination was unavailable. But not all Republicans are happy with the designation of a woman who's lobbied for the lead industry and who opposed affirmative action as Colorado's attorney general. At today's press briefing, Martha Marks of Republicans for Environmental Protection said the choice of Norton is wrong and sends a very bad signal.
With so many pro-conservation Republicans qualified for this position, we simply cannot understand why President-elect Bush chose to nominate someone who holds views that are shared by only a minority of our own party and a tiny minority of the American people at large.
That's the message the Sierra Club hopes to convey as well in a series of TV and radio ads.
George W. Bush said he wanted to unite our nation. So why has he chosen Gale Norton to be Secretary of Interior, an anti-environmental extremist who could divide us?
The ads are due to hit the airwaves next week, shortly before Norton's confirmation hearing, set for next Thursday. David Wellna, NPR News, Washington.